Now listen, listen, I want to get serious for a moment, everybody, because that's what being at a comedy club is all about. Okay? I don't want anybody here to get the wrong idea, okay? I'm not totally cold and heartless. I feel stuff, okay? Sometimes too much. Sometimes I let things outside of me affect me too much, okay? But like, I've been working with my therapist, Big Mike, and I've been making a lot of breakthroughs in therapy, as you can clearly tell. And I know that every time I see a pair of Nikes, I know that some Chinese kid in a sweatshop somewhere died stitching up those awesome sneakers, Big Mike. But you know, I'm trying to be a more glass half full person. I'm trying to be a more positive person. It's not all tragic, right, Big Mike? I mean, some of those little Chinese kids in those sweatshops are probably little jerk-offs with a bad attitude who are all disrespectful and stuff, right? So it's not all tragic, right? And ladies, you'll know what I'm talking about. Some of the stitching on my Sean John hoodie that I got at TJ Maxx is quite irregular. So half of these little Chinese jerk-offs aren't even that good at what they're supposed to be good at, Big Mike. So, you know, thanks a lot, Ping. Thanks for making me seem cold and heartless in front of my new black best friend, Big Mike, you know? Can't even stitch me up a simple hoodie. God, you know? But I tell you what, everybody, I'm worried about the kids. I'm worried about the Chinese kids in the sweatshop. I'm worried about all the kids here in America, because everyone keeps trying to fuck the kids. Why is everyone getting... No, I know a lot of celebrities have their causes, like save the whales, save the environment. I'm gonna be like, hey, I'm Rose Gooden. Stop fucking those kids! The more you know. So don't blame me, okay, Big Mike, because you know nobody's perfect. All right? And you know who else is also not perfect, okay, everybody? Athletes are not perfect. I'm sorry to spoil the surprise for you, okay? Michael Phelps is not perfect, okay, everybody? So he smoked a little bit of weed. It's not like smoking that weed made him faster, okay? Weed is not a performance-enhancing drug, okay? And so he smoked a little bit of weed. He's not Chris Rock in New Jack City, like, y'all got some weed and some crack and Olympic-sized pool so I can practice? I suck your dick. Weed's the least of Michael Phelps' problems, Big Mike. Have you ever heard that kid try to talk in an interview? Sounds like he's got Billy Dee Williams' nuts in his mouth. Like, oh, I was just trying to win the race. Oh. Get that kid the fastest speech pathologist in the world if you want to help that kid out. Okay, and total side question, Big Mike. Why do they always make the kids that can't speak for shit go see a speech pathologist? Right? That is fucked up. They can't say that, right? My little brother who's here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, he used to go to one. He's like a little bit retarded. Not like Sarah Palin's baby retarded, but like on a scale from 1 to retarded, he is a solid 4. You hear that? I moved up from a 3 to a 4, Jonathan. It's all happening for you tonight. And my little brother used to go to one and I'd be like, hey, Jonathan, where are you going? He'd be like, I'm going to this beach. The where? Right, so don't laugh at me. I said, I'm going to the speech. The where? Oh, and I would just laugh at your retardedness, Jonathan. Oh, memories, right? Memories. But Jonathan, don't blame yourself. You're not the only retard in America, okay? You know who was also retarded? All these Jesus freak athletes, you know? Like,